I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We're speaking to Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. Good evening to you, Minister. Obviously, we speak to you on a day of something of a crisis for the country. Let's start by discussing the difficulties that the health service is having in the wake of the protests in terms of ambulances getting where they need to go, hospital staff, etc., getting to work. Tell us what's going on.
Well, our biggest issue at the moment actually is fuel for ambulances, which is becoming a deteriorating situation in the Midwest and in the west of the country. The HSE is actively monitoring everything in each region, and I'm getting updates from each region as to what's being impacted. In some regions, we're being more impacted in terms of patients not able to attend, and then that's not an issue in some other areas, depending on geography. But there's also an issue. I mean, our chief concern, of course, is time-sensitive treatments, particularly oncology treatments, as you can imagine. And for example, the bus, the cancer bus, as it's colloquially known, between Sligo and Galway, which is part funded by the state, wasn't able to travel yesterday. And that impacts people in terms of getting their cancer treatments. Now, I do want people to be aware that we will to contact your normal route for your normal appointment, and we will prioritise those with clinical need to get their treatments and their appointments as quickly as possible, and we will make sure that everybody else with review appointments and so on is accommodated very quickly. But first of all, we're trying to gather the information as to people not being able to get there for whatever reason, and we're asking people to do please make contact with you through your normal routes. Then similarly, we are having issues with staff who of course need to get to work. There are many ways in which many parts of our healthcare teams can work from home as they did from COVID, but that is simply not the case with frontline workers. That is simply not the case with those people going into people's homes in the community, providing care in the home and treatments in the home. And these are hugely significant impacts. And I would ask every person to be aware of the health impact of blocking up our roads in this unlawful and unhelpful way, and to please consider people who desperately need ongoing medical care.
Minister, before we get into the blocking of roads, etc., just the rotundas obviously at the top of O'Connell Street, one of our most important and busiest maternity hospitals. Is it being affected by what's going on?
The rotunda, yes, the staff in general are getting to work. The number of do not attends yesterday in the clinics has increased yesterday and today. Gynecology patients are generally getting there, but there's no deliveries outside the hospital. And the advice is that everybody should plan that it will take longer to get to the rotunda. How precisely you're supposed to do that if you're a pregnant woman whose contractions start and has to try to plan extra time to get to the rotunda is beyond me. And it's that kind of very, very difficult decisions that people are being impacted by. When they're, you know, it might take them in a car. Not every emergency arrives in an ambulance. They may need to get there quickly, and it's simply not possible for them in the same predictable way that they desperately need at a very, very important and vulnerable time in their lives. So, you know, we are monitoring exactly what's happening in the different hospitals as far as we can. Of course, we can't be sure when somebody doesn't attend. Was that, you know, we do have a level of do not attends in any event, but certainly we're seeing in certain hospitals that is increasing. And obviously our concern is pregnant women, as you've just identified, and those with very time sensitive treatments, such as oncology treatments.
And just lastly, on this aspect of it, is there a concern around fuel for emergency vehicles? I know in Munster and Connacht, there is an issue around petrol stations running out of fuel.
Yeah, and that's a deteriorating situation. And I mean, I'm in constant contact with Anne O'Connor in the HSE. She's on a call at the moment in relation to some of those issues. And that is very clearly a deteriorating issue. Like, it's simply not acceptable not to be able to get fuel for any person, but in particular for our ambulances. And that is a serious situation that we are monitoring. And that is deteriorating, and we will continue to work on that. But yes, that is a practical implication of blocking up fuel facilities. facilities across this country.
Okay.
Broaden the distribution of fuel across the country.
Broadening this out from the Health Service Minister, I mean, roads closed all over the country. The M50, the northbound, completely closed. Oil depots and refineries blocked and blockaded. Petrol stations running out of fuels. Empty shelves in the city centre. Risks now, we're hearing, to our supply chain for food and indeed drinking water because we're dependent on chemicals for that. There is a danger that the government is losing control of this situation quite rapidly. Should you have acted sooner?
This is, we 2 weeks ago put in a measure of 250 million euro supports, which, as the Taoiseach has said, is one of the most significant range of supports across the EU. It's 4 million euros a day of taxpayers' money going to try to support people with fuel costs, but also people in their homes with extension to the fuel allowance season and the extension of eligibility to the fuel allowance season that has also happened this year. That is really, really important because it is targeted in that way, but also trying to provide a general support in terms of the reduction of excise on diesel and petrol and so on. So we have put in a significant package of support. There isn't any government that is going to be able to meet all of the costs of the cost of this war, the very, very significant energy crisis that it has created. But there's no response that is proportionate to that, that involves blocking the roads around this country for the people of Ireland to get around. There is no mandate for anybody to do that. We have a really strong functional democracy. We have people like me and like Richard O'Donoghue who are elected to Dáil Éireann, which is the place where the rule of law is established and which Richard and I both vote on. And we expect the laws of the land to be implemented by An Garda Síochána, now supported by the Defence Forces. It is We have representative organisations and we have a vibrant civic society, as is well recognised internationally. We have a vibrant civic society who have open access to this government. Minister Martin Hayden meeting all of the farming groups on a regular basis and again now in relation to these different issues. But there is ongoing engagement between the Minister for Transport.
But there's been a refusal, obviously, to engage though with the protesters. And I've heard many people from the government come out and say why, that it's a disparate group, that there's no actual head, that there's no mandate, that one arm of the protest may not know what the other arm of the protest is doing, so therefore talking to somebody in Dublin won't affect what happens in Whitegate. I understand all of that. But in terms of the protest has been escalating over 3 days, should the government have acted sooner? I mean, O'Connell Street is blocked by a fairly scanty number of vehicles. That's closed our city centre. Did you allow this protest to escalate? So now half the country is being held to ransom by it.
But I think all of the issues that you have called out there as being a disparate group that have no mandate, that aren't coordinated or capable of talking to each other and have no basis in law or any other basis for engaging in scale of civic disruption that they are engaged in, all of those points are exceptionally valid because we do have a civic society where we engage where there is unrest of any kind. I work with the health unions, for example, on any issues that come up, and we have a structure and a way of doing that. And that sort of stability that has given Ireland, that sort of industrial relations stability has given Ireland a stability within which to have a growing economy and a safe and predictable society for all of the people who live here. And that has to continue. The fact that, people take to the streets in this way, everybody is entitled to peaceful protest, but they're not entitled to exert their right to protest in a way that impacts other people's livelihoods, that impacts other people's health, and that impacts the rule of law in this state. And there is a balance to that. There really genuinely is. And to allow, the scale of disruption that has occurred, there are a very, very, very large number of people who are very annoyed about this, who are trying to get about their business every day. And there is no question.
To be honest, the response on the text line to all of this is very mixed. There are people very annoyed. There are people furious with the protesters. There are equally people saying, I'm stuck in traffic and I'm glad to be stuck in traffic. I support the protesters. It's a very mixed bag out there. And I have no way of knowing the actual numbers who do or don't support them, but it is a mixed bag that we are seeing coming in. I suppose the question that I'm asking you, though, in terms of losing control of the situation, it's only this morning that we're hearing you're going to deploy the Defence Forces. As far as we are aware, they haven't arrived and actually taken action anywhere as yet. But even if they were to, I've seen the pictures and the images from, say, the M50. The army couldn't reopen the M50. There are hundreds of heavy good vehicles there. You don't have the capacity to do that. How are the army actually going to, with their heavy good lifting vehicles, of which I think you have four, if that's correct, how are you going to move hundreds and hundreds of trucks?
Yeah, and the An Garda Síochána have the primary responsibility here, and the Defence Forces to support them. And it is important that An Garda Síochána and the Defence Forces are actively engaged in this. And I mean, these are assets. These are all valuable assets, trucks, tractors and so on. They are all assets, and there are different ways of approaching it. But I don't want to speak as to the operational issues for the Garda Síochána, but it's very important that they uphold the rule of law in all of the, in all of these places.
OK, last question for you, Minister. Will this protest be over by tomorrow?
Well, I can't answer that. I can't answer that in all honesty, and it would be wrong of me to pretend that I can. But what I can say is this: there are 174 people elected to Dáil Éireann. They're elected by the people of Ireland to debate every issue. That's where debate should happen, not out on the streets in this way. Protest, peaceful protest, absolutely. All day long, we are a civic society that actively encourage that and enable that. But protest that blocks the streets to stop people getting to their medical appointments, that's not okay. And the Dáil Chamber is where the people have their say. We have elected 174 people. Richard has no stronger voice than mine. We are all members of Dáil Éireann to debate the issues there as the people's representatives. And the idea that democracy is somehow temporarily or occasionally subverted by taking to the streets in this way is just not okay. And I'd expect to see Richard and every other representative coming into the Dáil to debate it and not encouraging anybody out onto the streets.
Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.